This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. The chariot of Rato Machindranath, the god of rain, to be pulled today. National Commission for Women forms committee to rescue women and children during prohibitory order. And China becomes the second country to land a rover on Mars after America. Now, the news in detail. The chariot of Rato Machindranath, the god of rain, is being pulled today. The festival started by Lichivi King Narendra Dev to appease the rain deity is the longest chariot festival in Nepal, which starts just before the beginning of monsoon. According to the president of Japu Society, Chandra Maharjan, the chariot will only be pulled 15 to 20 meters from the Jogambar Peet at Damkal Chok in Pulchok, maintaining health safety protocol. The National Women Commission, NWC, has formed a high-level committee for the prompt rescue, relief and medical treatment of women and children subjected to gender violence during the prohibitory order issued to stem the spread of the coronavirus infection. NWC chairperson Kamala Kumari Parajuli said that the commission has written to various bodies to give priority to women, children, older people, people with disabilities, and the gender and sexual minorities in the rescue, relief, and other processes during the ongoing prohibition period as well as at other times. At the end, NWC has registered 22 complaints of domestic violence and 10 complaints related to violence against women from April 29 to May 12. Similarly, 82 phone calls were received at the helpline 1145, while follow-up calls have been made on 145 incidents during the period. Additional 14 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke and Kanchanpur district. According to District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Banke's focal person Tej Oli, 8 people died at Veri Hospital and 3 people at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Similarly, 3 corona-related deaths have been reported in Kanchanpur district. Likewise, the wife of leader Bijay Kumar Gachhadar, Nirmala Gachhadar, died of coronavirus infection today while receiving treatment at Thapathali-based Norvik Hospital. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has extended heartfelt condolence to the grief-stricken family, relatives and well-wishers at this hour of sorrow. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain and thunder showers are possible at few places of the hilly regions of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China has successfully landed a spacecraft on Mars. The six-wheeled Zhurong robot was targeting Utopia Planitia, a vast terrain in the northern part of the Mars. The vehicle used a combination of protective capsule, a parachute, and a rocket platform to make the descent. The successful touchdown is a remarkable achievement given the difficult nature of the task. Only the Americans have really mastered landing on the Mars until now. With this landing, China becomes the second country to put a rover on Mars. A U.S. envoy has arrived in Tel Aviv for de-escalation talks as unrest between Israel and Palestinians continue. Hedi Amar will take part in talks with Israeli, Palestinian and UN officials in the hope of agreeing a ceasefire. Early on Saturday, Israel conducted air strikes in Gaza and Palestinian militants responded by firing rockets into Israel. The clashes recorded over the past 5 days mark some of the worst violence in the region in years. At least 133 people have been killed in Gaza and eight have died in Israel since the fighting began. A major U.S. fuel pipeline has reportedly paid cyber criminal gang DarkSide nearly $5 million in ransom following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline suffered a ransomware cyber attack over the weekend and took its service down for 5 days, causing supplies to tighten across the United States. The CNN, the New York Times, Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal all reported a ransom was paid. On Friday, Japanese consumer tech giant Toshiba said its European division in France had been hit by the same cyber criminal gang. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. The chariot of Rato Machindranath, the god of rain, to be pulled today. National Commission for Women forms committee to rescue women and children during prohibitory order. And China becomes the second country to land a rover on Mars after America. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.